Well, Simon, your reflections on an eventful afternoon?
Contrasting, really. First half, I thought we played very well. Well, we knew our MK Dons were going to play, so we have to press them to try and win the ball back in good areas. We did that, created some good chances, got an early goal from that sort of pressure, and could have been over at half-time. I thought we defended well, we're on the front foot, but we did have them opportunities to go and kill the game off, probably 2-3-0 at half-time, and we didn't do that. So to the players at half-time, we've got to make sure we do the same things, but we're a different team. We didn't pass the ball as well as we had done first half. We didn't close them down. We didn't stop them from playing. Too many players not winning individual battles. And it's probably been the angriest that I've been after a game for a long, long time because of I'm not accepting the second half performance from certain individuals today because I do not want this season to peter out as I've stressed so many times.
Why do you think there was such a difference between the performance you saw in the first from the second half?
I'm not quite sure. I would think one part of it will be mental attitude, that you've got to make sure that you're strong, you've got to keep doing the same things. Best players in the world, best players in this division, the Premier League, go and do things on a regular basis, consistent basis, and have that inner desire to make sure that they keep repeating them things, because you keep repeating them things, you'll get your rewards. And too many of ours were I can accept being not doing what you're required to do off the on the ball, but off the ball, too many people didn't win challenges, headers, tackles, didn't win track with runners, and that's imperative. You do them things if you're going to be successful in any game, and especially when you're playing against MK Dons team, you have to get the ball back off them, but also you have to keep it as well. And too many of them were below par in that second half performance.
The game started positively with you. You went with Jermaine Beckford to give him an opportunity to start this afternoon. A great moment for him very early in the game. What are your reflections on his overall performance for the
hour? Yeah, we just felt that today was a good opportunity for him to start the game. Went with him and Doyle because I thought we'd be have space down the sides of him with the mobility. And first few minutes, we pressed him well. Jermaine got in and weak left foot shot straight at the keeper. But again, he was a threat in around it, and great to see him score that goal. It's obviously something we've missed him, and that's no disrespect to the other players, but he gives us something different. You can see that his movement, his pace, his handful for anybody in this division. So we had to nurture him along from his injury, get a few minutes here and there. And again, today we couldn't go right the way through. We got, I think it was 60, 65 minutes, which is obviously a big boost for him. So delighted to see him back. Obviously, we'll see where we go in the next few games of how much game time he gets.
And despite the drop in performance that you talk about in the second half, Simon, 10 minutes from time, you win a penalty, goalkeeper sent off, no specialist keeper on the bench, and Joe Garner steps forward. How disappointed were you that that couldn't be converted?
Well, you don't miss penalties deliberately, but probably summed up how we were the second half performance. I had a feeling that Joe would probably go miss it. You still get out of jail with a penalty, and you'd have taken that to get a 2-1 win. Still had a great opportunity with Callum Robinson, who doesn't hit the target at the end there as well. So as much as we didn't play well second half, we certainly had some good opportunities and could have lost it with 10 men as well. You look at the chances to win it, but the kids got through more or less one-on-one and put it past the post, which would have been hugely disappointing given that they're down to 10 men.
With four games to go, you've talked about wanting to finish as high as you possibly can. What will your messages be to your players now looking forward to Birmingham on Tuesday night to try and get them up from a performance like this one?
Well, they have to have a look at themselves in the mirror, and they've had a lot of praise this season from myself, the supporters and everybody, and rightly so, because they have done very, very well. There's very few occasions that I've had to have a go at the players over this long season, and they have to look at themselves, think what do they need to do better to be in the team for the next four games, because there's some great games going to Birmingham on Tuesday night, and then obviously Burnley Friday, then you've got Reading and Leeds, so some great games still to be involved in. And if you want to be involved in them, you have to make sure that you look at yourself and do whatever is required to stay in that team.
And just finally then, Simon, four games to go. What's your objective from here on?
Well, the same as it was before we started play today, to win the five games and put on a performance and play for next year. Players are playing still for next year. Yeah, they've done ever so well, as I've mentioned before, but there's still going to be places up for grabs from now to the end of the season, but next year as well, because you've got to move forward with football clubs, and hopefully the majority of them will be here as well, which I'm sure they will be. But we've got to keep improving and don't let our standards slip. And as I keep saying, it's very rare that I've had to come and criticise the players, because I don't do that. But today I'm as frustrated as I have been in a long time with them.